This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
His ball's good!
We're counting down the minutes to the first pitch of today's game.
Yes!
Who's in the starting lineup?
Come on, son. You got to get out there and take the mound. It's game time.
What does the skipper have to say?
It's an attitude. You know, like, you got to be willing to defend. You got to be willing to base run or you can't play here.
It's the leadoff show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook with Tommy Wirtz on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
We made it. Opening day is here. Welcome into the leadoff show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios. Yes, it is here for all of you who are over basketball season, for all of you who are waiting for football season, for all of you who don't even know what time it is in hockey season. It is opening day right now here. The Milwaukee Brewers will take on the New York Yankees in about an hour here. 2:05 first pitch from the Bronx, and I am so excited to get the leadoff show started. My name is Tommy Wirtz. I will be your host today and hopefully for more than 162 games this season, because that means there is a lot of success coming from Milwaukee. What can you expect on this show? We're going to have Andrew Wagner from Forbes Sports in the back half of this at about 1:40. Brian McKean of the Locked On Yankees podcast joined me for a phone interview earlier today. Can't wait to play that for you guys. Justin Arnett, the VP of Digital Gaming from the Potawatomi Sportsbook, is going to join us at 1:20 about year two. And at the top of every single segment, we're going to do this.
Looking up, and it is gone.
It's almost time for the first pitch. Let's see who's in today's starting lineups. It's the leadoff show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Oh my God. There are lineups out today, people. The Brewers are playing today against the New York Yankees. 2:05 first pitch. Let's hear those starting lineups today. I got to start with the Yankees. I got to build some suspense for you guys here. Leading off for the New York Yankees, catching today, Austin Wells batting second. Aaron Judge in right. Behind him, the new man, Cody Bellinger in center field. First base today, another familiar face, Paul Goldschmidt batting fifth. At second base, Jazz Chisholm. Sixth in left field, Jason Dominguez, very high prospect, has been for a long time, it feels like, with the New York Yankees. At shortstop, Anthony Volpe, for the hometown kid from the Bronx, DHing Ben Rice. Third base, Oswaldo Cabrera. Don't care, done, over them. Don't want to hear any more about it. Oh, Carlos Rodon on the bump as well for them. But the Milwaukee Brewers, it is time to react. It is time to overreact. It is time to get so excited because this is your first opening day lineup here for the Milwaukee Brewers. Of course, on the bump for the crew today, Freddy Peralta, now back-to-back opening day starts for him. Leading off, playing left field, Jackson Chourio. This is now the second time since before turning 22, Jackson Chourio will lead off an opening day for the Brewers. DHing, batting second today, it is Christian Yelich in the three spot, catching the best catcher in baseball, William Contreras, batting cleanup today. First baseman, Rhys Hoskins. Maybe the biggest surprise coming up next year, batting fifth, right field, Sal Frelick. Yes, the same Sal Frelick who hit two home runs, one massive one in the playoffs, if you remember that last year as well. He's going to be batting fifth today. Shortstop batting sixth is Joey Ortiz. In center field, batting seventh, Garrett Mitchell getting the nod, even with a lefty on the bump. Third baseman, the spring training Babe Ruth, Vinny Capra, playing third base today as well. And leading the second leadoff spot, if you will, in the nine spot, second baseman, Bryce Turang. How are we feeling about that? Because I am all sorts of jacked up for this first opening day lineup with the crew right here. I am excited to see Chourio lead off the season. I mean, that if a leadoff home run would just, I don't even know. If you can't tell, I am freaking out already just thinking about how awesome opening day is here for the Milwaukee Brewers. I love seeing Chourio leading off. Sal Frelick in the five spot. A little bit interesting, right? That doesn't necessarily speak to Sal Frelick's game, but with a lefty on the bump, we're going to see what he can do. He had a great spring, did a lot of great things in the offseason, changed up a couple of things. Let's run through the rest of the opening day roster because, obviously, these are not going to be the only people we see all year for the Milwaukee Brewers. Let's see who did, in fact, just make the roster in general. The pitchers: Tyler Alexander, new man that they signed in the offseason. Aaron Civale making the team. Nestor Cortez going to get the bump tomorrow for the Brewers. Brian Hudson, Jared Koenig, Trevor McGill all return. Chad Patrick, if you haven't heard his story, I have a little bit of sound to play for you in the next segment. I think this guy could be a psychopath, and in a good way. Like, this guy, he's going to get starts at the beginning of the year. He is going to open up games. I don't know if he's going to go five. I don't know if he's going to go three. But with Quintana likely down, going to be out for a couple weeks, and the rest of the injuries they have to this rotation, Chad Patrick, I'm expecting to get a couple of starts here. Joel Piamps is going to be back again. Elvis Piguero, of course. Freddy Peralta, the man who gets the opening day nod. Elvin Rodriguez, he's going to be brand new as well to the Brewers. Connor Thomas, the left-hander. He was the Rule of Five pick from the St. Louis Cardinals. He makes the opening day lineup. And Abner Uribe as well on the opening day roster. But remember, he does have to serve a four-game suspension. I assume they just wanted to get that out of the way. That's why he makes the opening day roster. William Contreras, one of the catchers, the backup catcher, Eric Haas, also on the team. Infielders who made it: Bryce Turang, Joey Ortiz, Rhys Hoskins, the three backups. You'll hear most of the time Vinny Capra, who is in the lineup today, but Oliver Dunn, the lefty, not getting anything against Rodon today, and of course, postseason legend in Milwaukee, Jake Bowers, if he was able to get a victory last year. Outfielders, we heard all of them with Chourio, Frelick, Mitchell, and Yelich, but Isaac Collins as well makes the team. Starting off this year on the injured list, Aaron Ashby, Robert Gasser, DL Hall, Nick Mears, Tobias Myers, Blake Perkins, and Brandon Woodruff. I mean, sensory overload maybe here with all of the awesome events that go into opening day. I was waiting since 7 o'clock this morning to see a lineup drop. I knew it was going to be a couple of hours. I did not care. I was so excited to see Milwaukee Brewers baseball today. And in less than an hour now, 2:05, first pitch, the Milwaukee Brewers going to be taking on the New York Yankees to kick off the 2025 season. Are we not entertained right now? This is going to be an awesome season. Expectations through the roof, it feels like right now. A lot of national media, very low on the Milwaukee Brewers. I don't think people are buying into the hype. This is a team last year, obviously gets eliminated in tragic fashion versus the New York Mets last year. They don't make a lot of moves in the offseason, but there are some new faces. The Brewers, however, 15 guys on their opening day roster this year were on the opening day roster last year. So you are familiar with a lot of these players. But there's going to be opportunities, and there's going to be a chance for a lot of new guys and the newest members of the Milwaukee Brewers to crack this team, crack into the lineup every day, if you will. Third base seems like it's wide open if Vinny Capra is able to make the lineup on opening day. I know it's a lefty, Oliver Dunn, probably going to be splitting some time as well. Some notables not on the roster that you might have thought had a chance. Caleb Durbin, obviously the prospect brought over in the Nestor Cortez trade. He does not make the opening day roster. Tyler Black back down to AAA as well, too. This is it. This is your team as of right now. Who are you the most excited about so far? Who are you ready to take that big step forward? Who are you ready to see break out? Who might be a new Brewer that you're excited to see? If you want to text in, you can join the program on the Nicolet Law Fan Talk and text line 414-677-1250. Text in. I'll be able to read off some of your text messages throughout the program. If we have any other exciting breaking news, I will get that to you as well. But what are some of your reactions to the day one lineup? I'm excited, if you couldn't tell already. I'm a little worried about Sal Frelick at the five, okay? I'll be honest. But other than that, I am excited. And Sal had a great spring. Sal looked awesome in spring this year. There was a lot to like about what you saw in spring, but that's all it is. It's really just spring. I do have some sound here to talk about Sal Frelick, and I want to hear what you guys think to this reaction from Sal Frelick, talking with MLB Network earlier today.
You grew up in this type of weather. This is as nice as you're going to get on an opening day. You got a ton of family coming down?
Ton of family. I got family in Boston coming out. I got family just outside the city that'll be here, so it should be a good weekend.
All right, talk to me. You had a monster spring training. I know you had a little calf thing at the end. You took a couple days off, but 390, two homers, 10 RBIs. I usually didn't put a ton of stock into spring training numbers, but you were swinging it back good. Any adjustments?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, not putting a ton of stock into spring training. It's great to go in and feel confident. Coming into the season, I think is huge, but don't really want to look at that at all and say, oh, I did so well in spring, I'm going to go out and just bang, bang, bang. Yeah. You know, it's good to have the confidence, but a few adjustments this offseason, just trying to, pretty much all approach based, looking really switching the approach, making sure I'm trying to do damage in those hitters' counts and be the pesky guy with two strikes.
Your defense, I mentioned you've won a gold glove. You're defensively among the best by all sorts of metrics. What is your approach defensively when you're out there?
Yeah, I mean, just see the ball go up and go get it. I think for me too, I think it's a great way to just earn my stripes with some of the older guys on the team, some of these pitchers going out and
There's a fearlessness that you bring out there. Are you conscious of it?
Not really. I mean, I guess I'm conscious of it when, you know, you bang into a wall or whatnot. But, in the moment, the ball's up. You just, kind of have that mindset. You got to go get it and worry about it after.
Yeah, worry about it after. What do we learn from this? Well, first things first, sounds like we're going to have an awesome God Bless America performance sometime at the Bronx today, hearing that in the background. But Frelick's confident. Frelick tweaked a couple of things. You know he's going to be good on defense already. You don't have to worry about that. Everyone wants to question the bats. The Brewers lost bats in the offseason. Willy Adames is gone. How do you make up those 30, 35 home runs? Sal Frelick can be a part of that. And honestly, last year was a really slow year for him, and he came up when he needed to in the big moments. I got a caller here on the Nicolay Law Fan Talking text line. Greg in Waukesha. Greg, happy opening day. How are we doing today, Greg?
Hey, Tommy. You have to forgive me. I'm crossing the street right now with my friend. I said Maddie is most excited about the hot dogs at the Brewers games, but not really a baseball fan. But, Tommy, first of all, good show. And I'm most excited just to see some of these younger guys. I always get excited about the prospects, the younger kids, the Capras. Obviously, spring training isn't indicative of everything, you know, that but I also don't like when people say that because spring training can prove a lot of things.
Yeah, so. Greg, if you want to overreact, like now is the day to do it. There is no stock in anything right now. If you are excited because of spring training, that is totally okay. Like, let it out, Greg.
Yeah, no, I'm really excited about these Brewers in spring training. I mean, we are, like, we won several games by several runs in spring training. And, I mean, the record doesn't necessarily prove that. We were, what, 16 and 14 or
right,
something?
Right, right, yes, yep.
But I believe that the Brewers are going to be a contender this year. So
yeah.
I'm really excited about that. So, Tommy, MC, baseball, Tommy, rapper, baseball guy.
Thank you. Yes.
Most excited about the Brewers this year.
Absolutely. Greg, don't be a stranger. Thanks for jumping on here. Happy opening day again as well to Greg in Waukesha. Greg's excited. This is it. This is how we are going to – This is how the rest of the season starts to pan out right here. And we'll get to some Pat Murphy sound later on in this show. Well, he doesn't really understand necessarily the spectacle that is opening day. You know, he'll say stuff like game two is just as important as game one. Well, don't bury the lead, Pat, okay? We want everyone to be excited for the first time to see the crew again this year, to see the team that they are walking out. There is a lot of uncertainty. If you look at the pitching prospects that are up right now with the team, you have no idea what you're going to get with them yet in meaningful games. Vinny Capra, like we said, we saw what he did in spring, but as Greg in Waukesha just stating right there, how much is it really indicative of everything? I don't know what you're going to get out of Vinny Capra this year, but I am excited to give him a try. After an awesome spring, he led spring in home runs, 6 homers this year. Jackson Churio led in hits in the spring this year. There was so many good things to see with the bats in spring. It's almost, not even almost, it is definitely impossible to keep up the pace that the Brewers were putting up this spring during spring training. But you got to have hope on day one, right? And I know you're going up against the Yankees. This is an evil empire, if you will, against the New York Yankees. But the excitement, I mean, the possibilities are endless at this point. It's the leadoff show powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Tommy Wirtz here with you today and hopefully each and every Brewers game from here on out. Last time the Brewers played the Yankees on opening day, it was 1979, and the Milwaukee Brewers won that one 5-1 in the lineup. You've heard of a couple of these guys. Paul Molitor led the game off. Robin Yount was batting 7th on this one. Gorman Thomas as well at batting 8th. Cecil Cooper was 3rd. The New York Yankees, Willie Randolph was there as well as Thurman Munson. This is a long time coming. Just the 4th time the Brewers have ever played the Yankees on opening day. 3 of those times it has been in Yankee Stadium. Whew. Just breathe. Breathe a little bit. And now get excited again because we are back. We are back to baseball season. I am so happy to start the leadoff show with you here. This is going to be every time the Milwaukee Brewers are playing. 1 hour before every first pitch. Tune in to The Fan right here, 105.7, 1250 AM, if you want to listen on AM radio as well, too. Of course, you can listen live at thefanmilwaukee.com if you want to tune into this. We're going to podcast all of these, too. If you ever want to just hear my voice for fun after a Brewers game, yeah, make sure you guys listen to us all wherever you guys get your podcasts, of course, on the Odyssey app as well, too. A part of this show the leadoff show, will always be talking to an expert over at the Potawatomi Sportsbook, because what else is sports without a little fun and a little action on the game? Justin Arnett, the VP of Digital Gaming over at the Potawatomi Sportsbook, is going to join us in the next segment to talk about some of his favorite bets from the game today. This is the Leadoff Show from the 1250 AM, the 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
At the wall, looking up, see you later!
Let's get the latest on today's odds for the game. What's the best way to go? Let's check in with our expert from the Potawatomi Sportsbook to find out. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back into the Leadoff Show. Tommy Wirtz here, the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Just run down your Brewers lineup real quick again if you missed it at the top of the hour. Left field, batting first, Jackson Churio. DHing, batting second, Christian Yelich. Catching, William Contreras. Cleanup is Reese Hoskins playing first base. Sal Frelick in right, batting fifth today. Joey Ortiz, your shortstop, batting sixth. Garrett Mitchell in center, batting seventh. Vinny Capra, the new Babe Ruth of spring training, is at third base, and Bryce Terang is in the nine spot playing second base. And how can we talk about all the great things, all the great opportunities that live at Potawatomi without having the VP of Digital Gaming, Justin Arnett? No one wears a suit like this guy. Justin, happy opening day. How are we doing today?
Outstanding. You know, we got a great sports day, so I'm excited for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And it seems like you've been a little busy over there at Potawatomi. You had Vegas Matt in town right now. Just had him on the Mason Crosby show today. Seemed like it was quite the spectacle there last night.
Are you there?
I am there. You got me?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was cutting out a little bit. Here, let me take it off the Wi-Fi. Here we go.
All good. I was just saying, you've had a lot of busy stuff going on over at Potawatomi the last couple of days between Vegas, Matt, the tournament over. It's a great time to go to Potawatomi.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Like, look, I'm not into the whole slot influencer world is, like, crazy to me, but people love it. I couldn't believe, like, they were lined up to buy his merch and, you know, everyone was watching his stream. So, yeah, it's exciting to a lot of people, that's for sure. I'm more of a sports guy myself.
Absolutely. And do you got plans to be over at the Sportsbook today for opening day, watching the crew today? What are your plans for the big opening day here today, Justin?
I will definitely be hovering around the Sportsbook. You know, I love the energy of opening day baseball. Like, how can you not? And then, you know, later night, you know, March Madness is still going on too. So, you know, we got the third round coming up tonight, so you know, excited for that too.
Yeah, absolutely. Sweet 16 in action tonight. The Potawatomi Sportsbook, great place to go watch all of your favorite college basketball and of course baseball, which now starts today. Justin, are you excited to get some Brewers baseball in? I mean, are you following the team avidly? I mean, if you're gonna make some bets on it, you better have some investing in the players here as well. Justin, you excited for some Brewers baseball?
Oh, I'm so excited. You know, and it looks like the community's excited too. I'm getting alerts all the time about, you know, we get these like risk alerts. Like, so when we have big liabilities, you know, everyone's back in Jackson Churio for the MVP, you know, for the Brewers to win the division, the Brewers to win the World Series. Like, the Milwaukeeans are putting the money where their mouth is, that's for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. Looking over here, I am on the digital version of the Potawatomi Sportsbook. That is an awesome resource. If you go to the Potawatomi website, the Potawatomi Casino website, it'll take you right to the Sportsbook there. It's got all the live lines, all the live odds here for the Milwaukee Brewers. Right now, the Brewers currently underdogs, but pretty much a pick 'em, plus 130. I saw on a couple other books it's been moving around a lot. Have you been getting anything that might think that that 130 was at 125 earlier? It was at 145. I mean, what, you know, a lot of it, people must be betting on the Brewers here, excited to get them started.
Oh yeah, of course. You know, of course, being the home team, we're always going to have a liability on the Brewers. So, but you know, I cheer for them. So, you know, that's one loss I don't mind, you know, taking taken to the chin. but I'm all excited for the Brewers.
Absolutely. If you're looking down the lines here for the Milwaukee Brewers, what are you looking out? What stands out to you? What's something that you just like to bet in general on baseball, I guess, if you want? What are you thinking here when it comes to looking at how you can use the Potawatomi Sportsbook to bet on your favorite Milwaukee Brewers games and players this season?
Well, you know, for me, I'm kind of a little old school. I always kind of like the listed pitcher option, you know, so if your pitcher doesn't start, you know, you get no action. I've always kind of liked that. I tend to take who the starting pitcher is into the, you know, equation a little bit. So I like that. You know, you've also got all the, you know, player props are a lot of fun. So, you know, everything. You know, these days, the fact that I run the sports book, I can't bet here and I'm not able to drive down to Illinois or whatever every day. So I am not betting myself very often these days, but you know, maybe someday in the future that can change.
Well, I mean, you'd have to be living under a rock. Do you know who in this game today has the best odds to hit a home run today?
Let's see.
When between both teams,
odds, Yankee... well, it's always going to be like best odds in terms of like the most likely to happen. Of
right,
course it's gonna be
right.
Aaron Judge.
Yes, it is Aaron Judge. Yeah. +210 to hit a homer today for the New York Yankees. Actually, Rhys Hoskins, +400. Best odds for the Milwaukee Brewers as well. If you have the over-under of the win total for the Milwaukee Brewers right now at the Potawatomi Sportsbook at 84.5 right now.
Oh.
And Justin, I'm here to tell you, I don't want to give advice on lines to set here, but I think you guys, like, everyone's going to go bet this over right now. The last few years, they've all, the 84.5 is easy right now. Like, does that line scare you at all for the success of the Brewers? Because it feels like that is smash the over for Milwaukee with the expectations that the locals have for them.
Well, absolutely. It makes me scared from a financial standpoint. You know, you didn't mention it's +110 too. So you're getting plus money if you lay that. You get over the 84.5, and you know why not? They got a hell of a squad, so I think it can get there. You know, unfortunately, from my perspective, we don't book to just Milwaukee, so we don't shade it just because people are going to bet it, right? We have a market wide number, and we just trust the what the whole world's saying it is, and the whole world is saying that. And you know, I'm with you. I'm not sure I agree with that personally, and I think maybe there's some value there, but I guess we'll see.
Well, you know what I always say is that the people in Vegas should be running the country here, Justin. They always seem to know what's going on. So I understand trust in the world on that one and what they might do. Justin, I'll make it interesting here. I don't want to quite throw you on the spot, but before I let you go here, well, I think it'd be fun if every day, just for fun, we are asking our Potawatomi Sportsbook expert, if you got to pick one guy to homer today, if you got to bet on one Brewer, or you can pick a Yankee, you'll just be shunned if you do that. But if you're going to pick one guy to go yard today, I'll make it interesting. We'll keep tabs on it. Justin, who you think opening day going yard at Yankee Stadium?
Let's go. How about Willie Contreras?
All right. Yeah. I mean, best catcher in baseball, might as well, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to write it down. I'm going to keep you to it here. William Contreras, that's who Justin Arnett has for the first game this year. Justin, what else you guys got going on over at the Sportsbook? Go ahead, plug your stuff here. I know you got stuff for March Madness. I know you have stuff for opening day. Lay it all out there. What's going on over at Potawatomi in the Sportsbook? Tell the people why they should come down.
Well, it's just a great atmosphere. You know, we got the great food. It's going to be a great energy tonight for the March Madness going on. As far as all the details, the marketing team's going to hate me because I'm not really a sales guy in that way. But, you know, look, if you want a little bit of action, you want to maybe drink some beer, you want to watch the games, have a good time, enjoy the energy of baseball season, March Madness, come on down. We're having a good time.
Thank you so much. Yeah, Justin, it's beautiful there. We know it is. We just got all the love. We've had shows down there. We're going to have more shows down there. Justin, thank you so much for joining the show today. Hey, go Brewers, go Willie Contreras, all right?
Let's do this. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. That is Justin Arnett, the VP of Digital Gaming from Potawatomi and the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Always, always a good time to talk with him. I'm telling you, he is a massive human, just as in built and strong. And when he wears a suit, you know he means business. But I would like to know what his odds might be if he had to get into a little tussle with this guy.
Line drive, base hit, down the left field line.
Let's see what the skipper has to say heading into today's game. Let's head to the coach's corner. It's the leadoff show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM. The Fan.
I would run through a wall for Pat Murphy. I want you to know that. That guy has me all sorts of jacked up all the time. He's always so serious, and he joined MLB Network today. He talked a little bit about his plans for opening day and how he feels about the crew this season.
We're thrilled to be joined by the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy. Thank you very much for joining us. Happy opening day to you, sir.
It's my pleasure. My pleasure.
Your team, your franchise has been in the postseason 6 of the last 7 years. You've won the division title back-to-back years. There have been numerous good players come in and out. Managers have changed, but yet the success has largely been the same. Why is that?
I think there's just a good atmosphere around the organization right now. I think from the top, the way Matt Arnold has put together the ball clubs year in and year out in terms of depth and things like that, I think we're really, you know, authentic. We know who we are, a small market, and they go get a lot of guys that have a chance and need an opportunity, and things have worked out.
You big on opening day? You put a lot of stock in it, just like the pomp and circumstance, or is it just...
I don't love that part of it, to be honest. You know, like, I think it's for the fans, and I think that's important. But as far as we're concerned, it's one of 162, and it's very, very important. But game two is just as important. So, yeah, I'm not into that too much.
How do you like the city? You guys opened up last year. You opened up last year with the Mets, now with the Yanks.
I love the city. I don't love the commute from where we stay to the ballpark. But, learn to deal with it.
We had the chance to talk with Freddie Peralta, your opening day starter here yesterday. First of all, infectious personality, but what does he bring to your ball club and your rotation?
Well, that's it. You know, like he's real, he's authentic, and he goes after it. And hopefully today you'll see that. You know, when Freddie's lets it go, doesn't try to think too much, and just goes after him. Kind of like a closer mentality as a starter. When he does that, he's really effective.
I'm bullish. I walked out of your camp after doing 30-15 with a new love affair for. He's got that mean look in his eye.
Yeah, he's nasty.
He wants it.
Nasty person. Yeah.
And then I also read an article where it talked about, hey, maybe you try and get him off his feet a little bit and incorporate him into the D.
That is that criticizing me for how much I played him?
Yeah, I didn't want. We weren't going to go there.
No, you were criticizing me. I'm going to do it again.
It's tough to take those guys out of the lineup.
It is tough. When you're trying to win, if you're trying to win every night, and you look, he walks in the clubhouse and says, "I'm playing tonight." You know what I mean?
That's
you love that. You know, he's real. He wants to play every night. So,
and you create that environment for your players. I could tell being around you that you surround yourself.
Where's Lauren? How come Lauren is not here today?
I mean, we've gotten that question
a lot. She wouldn't be asking these type of
questions. Pat, she doesn't know where her bread's buttered. This is the number one morning show on TV, and she's out in some hotel in San Francisco.
Part of why I agreed to it.
Yeah, we get that a lot. We get that a lot.
Do you think Pat Murphy was serious? Like, I think Pat Murphy might just square up and go 3 rounds with MLB Network if he had to right now. But he obviously very high on this Brewers team, on this Brewers organization. Very complimentary of the reigning executive of the year, general manager of the year, Matt Arnold, as well, returning back for the Brewers again. And he talked about his opening day starter, Freddie Peralta. Let's hear what Freddie had to say about getting the opening day nod again this year.
Freddie, thank you very much for joining us. You learned that you were going to be the opening day starter basically as soon as you arrived in camp back in February. What did it mean to you that your manager had the confidence in you again to make that decision so early?
It was a great feeling for me and my family, because, you know, like you say, it was too early. I remember that I was like a week in Arizona, and I was like, damn, I'm ready. But, you know, it made importance that he gave me means a lot for me.
Freddie, I look at it. I mean, Ruffalo's joking about you, fastball Freddie, but when you came to the big leagues, you were that guy. You threw it 80% of the time. You've now evolved as a pitcher, quote unquote, using all your pitches. Is that a product of just realizing that you just can't throw 80% fastballs? Looks like from the metrics, your changeup and slider has been very good for you. Is that a thing of just evolution for you as a starting pitcher?
You know, my fastball is still my number one pitch, but at the same time, you know that hitters make adjustments, and as hitters make adjustments, pitcher we have to do it too. You know, like I've been watching a lot of other pitchers that they had success in the past, and I learned from them. So I know the big leagues is about adjustment, and that's what I've been doing.
The big leagues is about adjustments, and that's what he's been doing. Freddie Peralta, second straight opening day. He's going to get the nod for the Milwaukee Brewers. If you missed what the lineups were, again, Jackson Chourio, Christian Yelich, William Contreras are 1-3. Rhys Hoskins, Sal Frelick at 5 with Joey Ortiz at 6. Garrett Mitchell, Vinny Capra, Bryce Terang round out the rest of the lineup with Freddie Peralta on the bump. Coming up, we're going to talk with Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports. He's going to give us a little bit of a Milwaukee Brewer preview into this one, as well as Brian McKean from the Locked On Yankees podcast. Sat down, talked with him for a little bit today before the show. I mean, this is home stretch here, people. Less than 30 minutes away to the first Milwaukee Brewers first pitch of the season. This is the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios.
It's time to get the latest from the clubhouse as we get closer to the first pitch being thrown for today's game. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back into the Leadoff Show. Tommy Wirtz here with you. The Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios. Lineups here, just in case you missed them. Brewers starting Freddie Peralta today for his second straight opening day. Jackson Chourio leads things off. Christian Yelich, William Contreras are at your 2 and 3. Fourth, cleanup, Rhys Hoskins today. Sal Frelick in the 5 spot. Joey Ortiz playing short, batting 6th today. Garrett Mitchell, Vinny Capra, Bryce Terang round out the next 3. And now, joining the show here today from Forbes Sports, you can follow him on Twitter, at @ByAndrewWagner. It is Drew Wagner. Drew, how are we doing today?
Happy opening day, my friend. It's, I'm going to be honest, it's kind of a bittersweet one. I just got done listening to the pregame show, Jeff and Lane, giving their tribute to our friend. It's a tough one. Like, there's lots of optimism, lots of happiness, but I'm telling you, man, it's just weird flipping on that radio for the first game of the season and not hearing the voice that we've heard for the last 54 years.
Absolutely. Bob Uecker, the first season we will not have the legend in broadcasting right now. Has New York and the Yankees done anything over there as a tribute over to Bob for this opening day series, or we're going to have to wait until we get back to AmFam Field to see any of the festivities and honoring of Bob Uecker?
I have no doubt that the Yankees will do something. I mean, he was such a larger-than-life figure, and he meant so much to baseball just outside of Milwaukee. I mean, he is truly a national treasure. We use that phrase a lot, and it's funny because Uecker's broadcast career started with the Brewers in Yankee Stadium. Merle Harmon, I can't remember who the other announcer were. They left him alone in the booth all by himself. He was begging for them to come back, and that's how it began. So, yeah, I didn't want to start it with a sad sack story, but I think we've got to pay respect where respect is due. We can't talk about the start of a new season without tipping our caps to our guy.
Absolutely. Very much appreciate you doing that for us here. Bob Uecker will be missed. Going to be weird without him all season long, not just on opening day here, but it feels like all season going to be weird. When I read off that Brewers lineup there, this is the opening day lineup. This is who Pat Murphy's rocking with on day one. Is there anyone out there that jumps out maybe as a surprise in the lineup, whether it's position, placement, whatever it might be? What was your reaction when you saw the first lineup for the Milwaukee Brewers of 2025?
I'm not surprised by it at all. I mean, that's kind of what we were expecting. And I'm also of the ilk that I don't read too much into a lineup. That I know that there is always more to the story than the nine names that you see on the top of the card before a game starts. You're taking into account who the other team has in the bullpen that you might need to match up against. You're taking into account the kind of pitcher you're facing, the kind of pitcher you have on. I argue with Sparky about this all the time. We pay way too much attention to lineups. But looking at what Pat Murphy scribbled down for today, I'm not surprised by it all. That's kind of what we expected.
Drew Wagner here, Forbes Sports, joining the Leanoff Show, presented by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. What about it? What if I open it up to the entire roster here, Drew? I mean, there's some guys making their first ever opening day roster, some rookies that'll be in action for Milwaukee today. Anyone you're super surprised that made it onto the opening day roster here?
Isaac Collins maybe is the only one that I'm like, okay, this one I didn't see coming. I'm not surprised by anything else on there. The way the pitching lined up, taking into account the injuries, taking into account the offense. Like, so here's the thing. You know, we say this every year that the opening day roster is just a one-day roster, you know, especially mix and match with their 40-man. Even more so this year, having that off day tomorrow, they're going to be able to make some moves if need be. They're shorthanded in the starting rotation right now. So if you only got three starters on there, you put some extra depth guys in the bullpen that can give you some innings and give you some length. You know, it's not your traditional opening day roster. It does have the usual, well, why is this guy on the team and this guy in the minors? You know, things that when you have guys that are out of options and you got to give them one last chance to see what they can do. You had no choice but to put Vinny Capper on the roster. I mean, that guy played off his rear end in Cactus League play. Now he's got to do it at the big league level. He's got to do it when the games count. We're giving him a chance to do that. But everyone else, I mean, you kind of expect it. You know, the only real question marks are all the guys we have in the bullpen. But like I said, a lot of those are out of necessity because they're playing shorthanded until Myers and Quintana can join the rotation, hopefully in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, and you bring up the pitching depth here and how much has been, you know, they placed seven pitchers on the injured list already to start the season here. What are you thinking for a return on some of the guys that would be typically slotted into the starting rotation? I don't even know if we quite have a probable for home opener here, but what about when do you expect to see a Woodruff, a Myers back into the rotation, even Quintana starting down in AAA too? Are those going to be sooner rather than later, hopefully?
If I had to put a guess on the order, and it's hard to put dates on it, I would guess you'll see Quintana, then Myers, and then probably Woodruff. Woodruff, you're looking at, I would assume, early May at the latest, Woodruff's going to be ready to go. Quintana's going to need one, maybe two starts at AAA just to get that full length up there. Myers' injury wasn't as bad as they feared. He's still going to need a little time, so I could see him probably late April. It's just, you know, all three of them are situations where it's just a matter of time. It's, you know, nothing physical at this point. It's more a matter of, okay, we got to get these guys built up. You know, there's no real practical benefit to having a guy out there that can't go more than 3-4 innings right now. Build him up, let him go, and then make sure that he's fully ready to go when you do make that move.
Drew Wagner joining the Leadoff Show here, presented by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Follow him on Twitter, @ByAndrewWagner. Now, I know it's opening day here, Drew, and like this is prime overreaction time here, and anything that happens today is going to dictate the rest of the season in our minds because it's the only impression we have had. But what is something that you are looking for, I guess, on opening day that you think could translate into a long-term thing over the season? Is there anyone you're really excited to see what they might do against big league pitching or with a revamp in their lineup and swing? What are you the most excited about to see on opening day that you think you can take forward for the rest of the season?
You know, it sucks. Like you said, it's the biggest overreaction day in all of sports, and especially with that off day tomorrow, it's like talk radio gold. You know, one game to overreact and then a day with nothing going on. Like, it's perfect for content, hashtag content. You know, I'm curious to see, I want to see Connor Thomas get in the game, you know, for the first time in his big league career. I want to see Vinny Capper go up against a big league pitcher in a big league game. But there isn't anything that, because so many of the guys are back, so many of your regulars are back, it's more of, all right, let's see what they picked up. Let's see what they've learned. And even then, you can't really tell that by one game.
Yeah, absolutely. What about Freddy Peralta today? What are you expecting out of him getting the opening day nod? Obviously, starting pitchers going less and less innings already, and now early on in the season as well being there. What are you expecting out of Freddy today? You think he could get to five innings today, or probably likely?
That's always the question with Freddy, isn't it? You know, if he can go in there and keep his emotions in check, and the biggest thing with Freddy is economy of pitches. You know, he can get himself into trouble and throw some pretty long innings, and that comes back to bite him. He's got to keep his walks down. I don't want to say they need him to go deep, because they have a fully rested bullpen and a day off tomorrow. So I would not be shocked if they're somewhat conservative with him, because one, you don't need to push him eight innings in day one. Two, you also want to get guys in a game because they haven't pitched in however many days. So you're kind of juggling a couple things there. But you don't want to have to go to the bullpen earlier than you want to, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
you
know, absolutely. That's
the best way to put it.
Yeah. Do you know who we might see out of the bullpen first today? Did Pat Murphy lay it out on how he wants to, bring out these new arms earlier on in the game? I mean, who's going to be the first guy out of the pen today? Well, we'll see more than Freddy Peralta, obviously. Do you have some sort of idea of what the order of pitchers might be for opening day?
No, we never really know that stuff. A manager's not going to tip his cap. I think we know for certain who we're going to see at the back end. We know that if the save situation, we're going to see Trevor McGillum there in the ninth. With Uribe on the roster, we know we're not going to see him today. We're not going to see him until at least Tuesday. That's because he's serving that four-game suspension. So maybe Piax, Peguero fall into that eighth-inning setup role. You know, when you're looking at the bullpen, you're always looking at it from a backwards perspective. You know, your first guy out of the bullpen is always going to be a matchup situation guy. It depends on who's up, depends on who's on the bench, depends on who's on deck, you know, that kind of thing. Do you have runners on? Do you need a ground ball? That kind of thing. So that we won't know until we know is the best way to put it. But we do know if the situation gets down to it, we have a pretty good idea who we're going to see in the seventh, eighth, and ninth.
Yeah, absolutely. Drew Wagner joining us here from Forbes Sports Brewers beat writer. Last thing for you here, Drew. Who are you excited to see in the lineup today after, like, who's coming back that you're really excited? Is it Churio? Is it a healthy Yelich? Is it a Hoskins revamped year? Contreras to follow up another big season at the catcher position? I know you mentioned Capra, but give me someone that's been on this team that you are excited to see again on opening day.
I think my answer to that is yes. You know, I all of the above. Yeah, I want to see Yelich. Is his back? And again, you're not going to tell much by one game, but let's see him get out there against, you know, pitchers that are throwing full strength. Let's see if Contreras can continue. Let's see what Churio learned during his offseason and how he's going to adjust, because you know damn well that every single pitcher now has a more detailed book on him and knows what he can do, and they're going to figure out ways to stop him. And the whole part about the biggest thing about being a major leaguer is making adjustments. That's what it all comes down to. It's not about can you hit. It's not about can you pitch. It's not about can you field. It's about can you adjust when pitchers adjust to you, when hitters adjust to you. If Churio can adjust to the way the guys have adjusted pitching him, he's going to be great, because you know they're not going to give him anything close to hitting. He's got to be smart enough to lay off it, wait for his pitch, not get too ahead of himself. That's what I would like to see today out of him.
He is Andrew Wagner. You want to give a prediction for today? But, you know, again, just overreact if you want. I'll let you get it off today. What are you trying to see on opening day? What can you expect? What are you predicting for us here?
Oh, Tommy, you know, my only prediction or my only want to see is a fast game that lends itself to good writing. I don't really have a good hot take on this. I think the Brewers can surprise some people this year. In fact, I wrote this today in the Waukesha Freeman. It's a new season, and the expectations are pretty much the same. You look at the National Observers, very few, if any, are picking them to win the division, let alone make the playoffs. That's nothing new. That's how it went last year. And you know what? The expectations just from the outside, they're also the same on the inside. These guys believe that they have what it takes to win the division, get back to the playoffs, but not just get to the playoffs, make a deep run. So I'm saying they could win 90 games and win the division. I truly believe that. When I was talking to Kurt Hogue and Jack Stern before spring training, that was my prediction. I said 90 games in the division.
All right, there he is. He is Drew Wagner. Thank you so much, Drew, for joining the show. Have a good opening day. Go Brewers, all right?
Yep, we'll talk to you Friday.
All right, he is Drew Wagner. He'll be joining the leadoff show all throughout the season. We are running out of time for this hour right here. Some keys to the game. Let's see a clean day one from Freddie. I would love to see Freddie go four, give up no runs, maybe a handful of hits today. If he doesn't go the full five, I'm totally okay with it. No big deal. How about we get a home run out of William Contreras as far as Justin Arnett is concerned? That'll be awesome. Big thank you to Justin Arnett for joining the show. And of course, Drew Wagner. I'll pick it. 5-1 Brewers, the exact same score from 1979. Let's see a homer from the kid, cheerio, to start things off here. This has been the leadoff show presented by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. My name is Tommy Wirtz, here with you today and hopefully every other day from here on out. The leadoff show presented by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Sparky and Wisconsin Sports Daily coming up next. Let's send him home.